Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
No traffic, no big deal. It's the Morning Extra on 106.3.
On the app is the best way to listen live and on demand. If you ever miss anything, you can go back and listen to it at your convenience, or you can listen to it throughout the day. It's just a beautiful thing. Just having choices, man, that's the beauty of America, having choices. And that's why we want to defend it so badly here on Extra 106.3. We're like, there's nothing greater than the United States of America. This is the greatest country that's ever graced the face of the planet Earth, period. There's no arguing it. Like anybody that argues it, like I don't understand where you're coming from.
No, not at all. The problem is, and the people that are arguing it for all the wrong reasons, number one. And number two, look, I mean, there's a time right now where people are looking at this country going, wow, America has become a joke. But at the same time, 2 million people are still trying to cross this border to get here for a reason.
Right. That's exactly so, right. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit as well, just the opening of the southern border, figuratively and literally. We have video of it literally being opened, and we'll get to that in just a little bit here on the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. This morning we have a free Fox Nation streaming subscription for a year of Fox Nation. Free year of Fox Nation streaming.
Now, is this free like the Inflation Reduction Act that won't cost us a thing? Right. Free or?
No, this one is actually a code you pop in.
It's a real free.
It's a real free. Yeah, you pop it in.
Free.
It's free, yeah. Like fixed.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, free. Yeah, so, we'll get you that. We'll get you a free subscription to Fox Nation for a year. And Tom Gandolfi's book, Find a Better Way, Retirement Planning for the Best Years of Your Life.
And a Tug 3x5 Glossy.
Yes! Look, I'm telling you, it's one that you can put in your garden. I know a lot of people, like, Rhino, you're trying to grow. You know, you got a little garden. My sister-in-law's got a little garden in her backyard. She's actually got chickens. She's doing her own eggs. And, man, they bring us fresh eggs.
Your sister lays eggs?
No, wait, her chickens.
Oh, the chickens. You said your sister's doing her own eggs.
Oh, yeah.
I was very concerned.
Yes. Yeah, so, well, I mean,
it's like, what a majestic being.
Yeah. She's magical.
Are they golden?
Yeah, well, I wish. Yeah. Because I'd trade one of those in quick.
I need an iPad.
But we do get fresh eggs almost every weekend, which is terrific. My sister-in-law, Danielle, is hooking that all up. But anyway, so if you're interested, 404-741-1. Nope.
I called myself.
Which I've been using that number.
404-741.
1-2-3-0.
Yeah,
you could go that way.
I could have, but I wasn't quick enough on my feet to do that. 404-741-1230 is the number if you would like to get the book and the free year of streaming at Fox Nation. And the 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Tom Gandolfi and his team at Three Bridges Financial Group. If you're concerned where we're headed financially and how it'll affect your savings and retirement plans, reach out to Tom at 3BFG.com. And we'll get into my headline here, brought to you by RBM of Atlanta. And Los has been...
RBM of Atlanta presents My Headline with the Morning Extra.
Los has been chomping at the bit to get to this one, man.
I've been hot about this since yesterday. We, in the final segment, started reading some of the information that was published by Naomi Wolf. And it was basically on the Pfizer internal documents that have come out. Now, understand this. Pfizer had basically tried to delay the release of their internal documents on their mRNA vaccines by 75 years. Now, by court order, they are now slowly but surely coming out. There's 300,000 pages of data. And so each month, at the end of the month, there's a document dump. Now, understand this. You're going to read a bunch of stuff from like Reuters from like May, where they're like, there was no effect on any pregnant women who took the mRNA vaccine from Pfizer.
Oh.
What we're finding out is somewhere between 22% and 44%, because there's a little bit of frustration over the data as far as the 50 total cases they looked at. 22 to 44% of participants in the trial ended in miscarriage. Okay? 22 to 44%. That's a big number.
That's a giant number.
But still, 22% ending in miscarriage, that's even the low end is way too much for a trial to have women miscarry after being injected with this shot. Now, the problem ends up being, and it's not just about the number. This is the part that infuriates me. How did Pfizer get around this? Because we've talked about it before. If you have a candy bar that causes 22% miscarriages, it's coming off the market.
Yeah, the Snickers isn't lasting.
What they basically listed it as, and here's the great crime of what Pfizer's doing, and we're not talking about the things we should be, which is drag these people in front of Congress, criminal charges. Here's what they're doing. The problem is they listed these miscarriages not as miscarriages, as adverse effects that were resolved, as in if you took the shot and had a headache, they would call that an adverse reaction. They treated pregnancy as an adverse reaction that was resolved by the shot.
Not surprising at all when it comes from the left. They don't value life.
Well,
they
well,
don't. But I mean, that's right in line with their beliefs.
But what it comes down to, and this is a mix of a whole lot of different things that runs across a multitude of administrations. What you had was a global pandemic. In part that came out of China. We probably had a part in funding what was going on. What then happened is that you had a Trump administration that tried to resolve this quickly. You then had, as these shots were developed, they talked about it. The Trump administration did not plan on mandating them. The Biden administration wanted to. So what happens? They had the shots. They were done. Pfizer and everybody else kept it quiet until after the election, knowing this next administration will mandate this on the entirety of the populace. We did this entirely too fast. They covered up a lot of information. And so now what you're seeing is slowly but surely, as these documents come out, we realize they played a game, mm-hmm. and it was bad for the entire population.
Right, the truth always comes out.
Yeah.
It always comes out.
Yeah, it's amazing to me because, you know, I did this research, too, with toys and recalls on toys. And it's amazing that one child passed away from a storage locker because the child crawled in the storage locker. The parents weren't in the room. The storage locker closed. It was a kid's storage locker, you know, like one of those Disney ones.
Yeah, sure.
And that is off the market now. We took it off right away because of one death out of the millions upon millions upon millions of children in this country. We take it off. But when it comes to a vaccine that is hurting our children or causing miscarriages, there's no thought about it. Keep going. Keep running the course.
Keep
doing the same
it.
Things. Yeah. And that's the funny thing of, you know, we were talking about this last night, and I talked about it with Alicia a little bit, and she was surprised by the numbers. And she goes, how do they let this happen? I said, no, how do we let this happen? We've allowed this to happen. We need to stand up against this. This is why we don't wear masks. This is why we're not taking the boosters.
But Rhino, think about the billion-dollar ad campaign with two words, safe and effective.
Sure.
These are safe and effective. Safe and effective. And they said it so much that our news media parodied it. It was all over the place when they knew within Pfizer, with their own internal documents, it ain't as safe and effective as we're saying.
Well, but that doesn't matter to the news media, right? Because
right.
all they want to do is push a particular point of view. They know which side their bread is buttered on, and they're not going to buck that system.
Well,
there's
a check involved.
That's exactly.
Lots of checks.
And the more you can push this out and the more people you can influence, the more that you're going to earn favor with the government. And what is, at this point, what does it seem like the most effective way to operate is? That's why all these corporations are buttering up mm-hmm. and snuggling up to the federal government when used to be, even 20 years ago, corporations and the government were always at odds. Not
right.
anymore.
Right, yeah. I mean, money has driven this entire thing. When you think about a small business that might sell, you know, some supplies and stuff like that to a family, they're closed. Walmart's not. Why? Well, Walmart's got the money. Amazon's got the money. Those were the ones who are benefiting from it. Who else is benefiting from it? Well, obviously, the pharmaceutical companies. They're benefiting from this monetarily. Who else is benefiting from it? Oh, politicians.
Raphael
all the PPE
Warnock
companies.
Specifically.
Raphael Warnock. I mean, the amount of money that is being thrown around because of the fear that was created by this entire pandemic is amazing to me. But, you know, you can understand at the beginning of this why people were panicking because it was unknown. But the more we looked into it, and this is why I tell people, you got to read past the headlines. You got to read into it. Stop listening to everything the media is going to tell you. You should know by now that the media can't be trusted. I can't be trusted. Carlos can't be trusted. trusted. Look can't be trusted.
For yourself. No. Look into don't take our advice.
Yeah, don't take our advice. Read it. I mean, listen, I am going to have a slanted view on this because, yes, I am a conservative. I'm not going to think the same way as a liberal. But I'll tell you one thing. I read what the liberals say. I investigate it. And they go, okay, well, there you go. That's the lie.
Right. But let me just give you a number. And this is, again, it's a number. And you decide what you want to off of there. So within these Pfizer documents, and again, this is just the latest dump. This is July. And so you're having to basically digest 30,000 pages at a time and figure out what's going on.
This seems to be planned like that too, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, and it's structured. So they're not going to dump 300,000 pages all at once. It's just not the way it's been structured. It is a slowly calculated release, and it takes 2 to 3 weeks to digest exactly what's in there. One of the things that we now know is that Pfizer, within the first 3 months of the vaccine rollout, had to hire 2,400 more people because of the significant adverse reactions that were happening. Because they got to calculate them, and they've got to go ahead and date them and everything else. So you basically had this entire thing roll out, people have an adverse reaction, and them realizing, we don't have enough personnel to process what we've done mm-hmm. to the community. We have to add more people in order to process
it. You know what's crazy is how many of those people that they added to after realizing things that were going not so well, how many of those people go... when they come in and say, "Hey, I'll jump in," you know, for the betterment of man or whatever reason that they're going to be experimented on, or take a drug that's not tested to this point. How many of those folks, Rhonda, do you think they go, "Okay, the reason we need you in is because we've had some really bad results so far,
right.
And we need to test this on you."
Yeah, hey.
You know, I bet they didn't tell that to anybody.
We think we got the kinks out of this thing.
Exactly.
So
right.
If you
looking
want,
pretty yeah. good right now. Well, jump
was,
on in.
Well, what was so bad about the trials, the people that were involved in the trials, it was easier for Pfizer to say, if you said, "Well, I'm having an adverse reaction, I'm having this," they would say, "That's all in your head." Mm-hmm. Because what would happen is your insurance company would say, "Well, you were part of a trial. Pfizer has to pay for these injuries."
Right.
Pfizer was saying, well, it's mental. It's in your head. So they didn't have to pay for these injuries.
Imagine that, yeah. Trying to save money. A corporation like Pfizer that is worth billions and billions and have gotten government subsidies for billions and billions. Still, even at the point where they're using you as a test, as a guinea pig, and they're not willing to even cover what you're suffering.
Yeah. But your government, which first and foremost has to provide for the common defense.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they did to you.
Yep.
And to tell people this, you come across as a little bit insane. But the problem is you do have to end up looking at it and say, wait a minute, y'all all went. And again, two different administrations.
Yeah, sure.
Combined to create this scenario in the interest of power, in the interest of reelection, in the interest of money, that you now are left with the results. And if you did this, it's on you. It's
right.
A bad idea. It's just. This is something where if there's not by January some sort of hearings and trials and everything else, we're lost.
Yeah,
we're lost.
I mean, they're going to happen. I mean, Dr. Rand Paul is always going to fight this and continue to fight it. And I love what Rand Paul's. He's been the most vocal, yeah, by far. And, you know, I mean, you can give credit to Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of the other
sure.
Congress people who have stood up and said, "I'm not taking your vaccine. I'm not wearing a mask. I'll pay the $50,000 in fines. I'll stand by my convictions." And they were some of the first people to come out and speak out against this because, you know what, they were doing the research. They were reading the bills. And as much as you want to say about Marjorie Taylor Greene, I've seen almost every bill that she's made a little funny comment on, and I know she's actually reading them because she's on the pages that, you know, are deeper down. She's not just glossing over them. Unfortunately, we play the game where, hey, we got to pass this before you can read it.
We got to pass it to find out what's in it.
But, yeah, it's amazing to me that the people aren't standing up. I mean, even the left should be standing up and saying, hey, you really misled us. We fell for it. Do I feel bad? Yeah, I do feel bad, but we can at least understand that, hey, I can understand why you're afraid. We love our elderly. I love my parents, my grandparents. I love all of them. I love my children. We all still love our children, but we wanted to take some time to look and say, hey, wait, I really do love my child, and I want them to be safe, but you're telling me to put something in them that you haven't even really tested. I don't know. And when I'm looking at the numbers, I think it's reasonable for me to look and say, hey, my child is going to be fine. He has no comorbidities that are going to hurt him in the long run. I'm going to make the decision as a parent. I should be able to do that. And when you're on the left, you're so concerned about the babies. I mean, you say it all the time. And Nancy Pelosi, the children, the children, it's for the children. Okay, yeah, it is. But here's the numbers. So why are you putting something in them they don't need?
Project Veritas, who we talk about on a regular basis, about just the stuff that they come up with and stuff they're able to go ahead and find. And remember, if you work for any kind of company and a beautiful woman wants to take you to lunch, chances are Project Veritas.
Yeah, be aware.
Okay, just be aware. It might be Project Veritas.
I'm going to be honest. If an ugly woman comes up and says she wants to take me to lunch, I'm going to question that, too.
You're gonna be like, oh, Project Veritas. Anyway, the crazy part about so much of what they do, they already had somebody within the FDA who said, this is already going to be going to get approved. And they were like, well, why is it going to get approved? It's like, because Big Pharma's paying for it to be approved. The FDA just rubber stamps it. The FDA was in on all this stuff, this 44% of miscarriages, or 22%. Whichever one, I don't care the numbers. Right, either one's a big deal.
Take the conservative vibe.
But the FDA knew about all of this. And yet, because it was going to be financed the way it was, they rubber stamped it and said, good to go,
We're in for it. But it begs the bigger question, is it truly, and the answer is yes, is it truly always about the money?
Yeah,
and
time.
I've never seen a scenario play out where money, or you could group power in there, but money creates power. So money being the end-all be-all, and it appears that our government has taken a big old check that we've funded and handed it off to the big pharmacy companies because it keeps them in power.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing, and you know what? I mean, it's our fault. Again, it's our parents' fault for doing this, and the parents in this country's fault for doing this on the left, and they continue to do it. Look, they'll be the first ones that say, how dare you test makeup on a bunny?
True.
Such a good point.
And then you're like, yeah, but you just like literally took your kid in for a shot you don't know anything about. What are you talking about? It's just amazing to me, and we've allowed this, and you know, this is where we need to stand up. This is where we need to continue and continue. Look, this is all coming down. This house of cards is going to collapse because the data is going to stand up at this point and say, hey, look, 44% of pregnant women miscarried. That number right there, and like Carlos said, bring it down to 22. Bring it down to 10% for me. I don't even care. 10%? That's a big number as well of pregnant women that lose their child because of a vaccine. But we know those numbers are higher. Those are the numbers that are going to continue to make this thing the whole thing fall.
And again, the idea that it was an adverse reaction that was then dealt with. You're like, wait a minute. No. That pregnancy is not an adverse reaction.
But look at the
left. And resolving it. You're like, wait. And the weird part about all of them. The weird part about the left is that they sit back and they go, well, Reuters told me in May and fact-checked it. I'm like, are you kidding? Pfizer's documents, you're getting it from the horse's mouth. No. They're like, this is what it's doing to people, and we know about it.
Loesch, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
I mean, how can you not
I'm
trust
sorry,
Reuters?
If I was to tell you, hey, last night I had a burger, you'd be like, oh, he had a burger, because it came straight from me.
Yeah.
Pfizer's giving you 300,000 pages worth of data of them saying, yeah, this is a little shaky, but you know what? Put it in your arm.
Yeah. Tug told me that you did not have actually a burger last night.
And that's how the left works.
I know.
I fact-checked it. Yeah. He didn't have a burger.
Tug fact-checked it.
That's
he said you're a vegan. There's no way.
A friend of mine got after me. We got into a text discussion about politics, which I'd never try to do, but it happened anyway. And he told me that PolitiFact had already fact-checked something, and I said,
oh, Lord.
There's the first problem with your argument. Don't trust them whatsoever. And he was like, well, I don't trust Fox News.
Oh,
I'm like,
okay.
What?
Okay.
What do those have to do with each other? Anyway, it happens. It's just the argument. The southern border has been opened figuratively and now literally, and there's video evidence. Next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, Tug Rhino, front office Los, the Morning Extra.
We understand you can't always hear us at 106.3 FM or 12:30 AM. You can always hear conservative talk on the Extra 106.3 app. Download it now.
Get ready to be shocked at what I'm about to tell you. Mike Tyson says that he takes psychedelic mushrooms every day. I mean,
every day.
Every day is what he says. I mean, grasping my pearls, clutching my pearls.
I never would have thought of him.
Me either.
Never done such a thing, but
nor have I. But it doesn't surprise me.
Maybe that makes me incredibly square. Then,
maybe so. You know what?
I mean, I put mushrooms in my marsala, but I think they're different.
Yeah, I love mushrooms.
I think it's very, very different. Right? I believe. Yeah. I mean, no. I'm not positive. I'm no
just
expert.
Saying that when I throw it on anything, I've never like. Tripped, I guess, the way that Mike is.
Right. Yeah, right, Mikey Mike. And he said he is his company, Fighting Fury, it's a plant-based company, but it's not always health conscious.
Okay.
So, and now he's kind of bringing the, I suppose, the psychedelics into his Fighting Fury plant-based company. I guess that's going to be a thing. I don't know if it's legal, but that's, he said, I take mushrooms and I smoke before fighting. I take psychedelics every day. And he told this to Muscle and Health magazine, which I've never heard of that magazine, but okay.
Isn't it amazing nowadays you could just tell everybody, like, yeah, you know, I do heroin for fun,
all
do some mushrooms, smoke weed, and we're like, yeah, I voted for Trump. Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. You're not allowed to talk about conservative politics.
There's so many.
I'm supposed to feel bad.
Crazy health factors.
So amazing.
And I think this is the benefit of age.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain point where men, women, they hit a certain number and they just go, I don't care. I'm just going to speak the way it is and tell you how it is. And for some reason, we're all like, all right, that's cool. Like with Mike, we're like, yeah, you're relevant in the late 80s. And now it's been about 30, 40 years. Okay, but that's cool. Whatever.
Say that to his face, yeah. Punk.
I got great respect for Mike Tyson. Yeah. I'm just saying that the man's going to tell you anything he's involved in without a care because he's at that age.
He wears it on his face.
He looks horrible, by the way. He was in a wheelchair the other day, and they were pushing him around. He didn't look very good. Look, I'm a big, big Mike Tyson fan. I love Mike Tyson.
I liked Mike Tyson's punch out.
Yeah. Oh, what a great game. But yeah, I mean, look. I mean, it's become acceptable at this point for mushrooms and others. And, you know, I don't know. I think this is a really bad slope we're heading down. But these psychedelic mushrooms and all of that. At the same time, you know, the marijuana thing, I understand there are some medical properties that are involved in that. So at least I can kind of almost get behind all that. I don't like the recreational and the legalization. I'm a little concerned about the way you can turn into a Portland real quick. And Portland, by the way, they love their mushrooms. They are legal there. You can do them wherever you want. You can do anything you want there. That should show us a little bit of something.
Right,
but,
because people are moving out of Portland at record rates because of homeless encampments in front of houses and neighborhoods.
Yeah. It's getting sickening out there, and it's such a shame for such a beautiful city just to be held hostage by a group of anti-fascists.
Well, that entire Pacific Northwest is experiencing this. Because, again, when I was in Seattle, homelessness is rough in Atlanta. It was a different level when I was driving
through
Seattle.
Every exit.
Every exit, every overpass, and I mean, like, camps.
Yeah,
it was insane. And for such a beautiful area, you realize why it's a harbor town. Stuff coming in, stuff coming out. It's stunning
beautiful.
To look at the way everything comes into that city. And yet, as you're driving through it, about the only thing they made sure to protect was Safeco, their football stadium, and the fish market.
That's it.
And outside of that, it was okay, free run of the rest of this place that you want.
Well, and at some point, Rhino, those places will be infiltrated too, right?
Oh, yeah.
And infiltrated is probably not the right word to use there, but they will be affected.
Well, they're going
to
be overrun.
That's what's
going to
happen.
Looking
for, yeah.
Yeah, we set up those autonomous zones. And that's what's scary about what we're seeing here, even in Atlanta, when we talk about the defund Cop City or, you know, get rid of Cop City or defund the forest or whatever they want to call this movement. They are Antifa. They are from Portland. They are from Seattle. They're from other areas coming into Atlanta to affect, number one, the election that's going on here in the state of Georgia. They know how important it is. But they're also sending their message, and they're funded by George Soros and others. And that's where the scariness comes when you start looking around the country and seeing how these cities have been destroyed by drugs, by, you know, the legalization of and helping people shoot up and do that. I mean, look at San Francisco, another city that's a beautiful city. And at one point, I mean, the Grateful Dead and the music industry.
Come back to
what
tripping.
San Francisco was, right? Exactly. But now what it is today with the homelessness, the drug use, the rampant drug use in San Francisco, it's just a real shame. And it's a shame to see that, look, Mike Tyson is trying to get involved in a business and do his own thing. But at the same time, what an irresponsible way we're just heading down a really, really dangerous path.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to point out that when we talk about what's going on in these cities, and there was a Fox News article where it was a real estate broker who was asked about this, talking about, you know, these people, these residents of Portland who now have homeless camps that are showing up in their neighborhoods,
in their
right
cul-de-sac.
In front of their home, right in front of their cul-de-sac. And see if you've heard this before. This is Lauren LaQuinta. She says, quote, I would say the migration to the suburbs, I've seen quite a bit in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Most people don't want to have to worry about if they can leave their cars parked in the driveway overnight without maybe having it broken into. It's a pretty testy subject.
Yeah.
We keep talking about get out of the cities. Leave it to the animals, okay? The animals are running things. Leave it to them.
Yeah, but that's the burbs, man.
In this case, you're saying, like, get to the burbs. Yeah. Get out of the city. If you don't want to be part of this craziness, get out.
I got out. I mean, I was in Kennesaw, too. I wasn't in the city. I wasn't in Atlanta. I mean, and I am now working, obviously. But at the same time, it was time for me to go. And it was just because of the way everything was changing, the violence, the acceptance of violence, the acceptance by police just to sit back and say, hey, look, no offense. Like, this is your problem. What do you mean this is my problem now? Look, I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm not doing anything. I can't do anything anymore. I'm not going to risk my pension. Yeah, I'm handcuffed. And it's a scary thought, and it was time for me to go. And that's why you're seeing a lot of people, when they can afford to get out of the cities, get out of these areas, they're getting out because we've allowed people like George Gascon out in California, who, by the way, should have been recalled. He wasn't because, you know, we got to throw out ballots. We're not sure.
How
we can't verify these signatures.
You know, in 2020, everything goes. 2022, we're not able to verify all of these signatures. Sorry.
No need. In 2020, there was no need to verify the signature, right? It didn't matter at all, which is the point Lose is trying to make.
Well, no. I mean, well, if Biden lost, then we'd verify every single signature. We would have taken blood in order to make sure that those ballots were correct if that was the case. But, yeah, this is the society that they're creating, and we are completely unlawful at this point. We have lost every battle so far. And part of it, I believe, truly, is that we're not standing up. But we're finally starting to stand up, and we're starting to see it, and people are getting tired of it. That's why what happened in Wyoming was so big. Liz Cheney's done. She could say whatever she wants. She's completely done. And President Trump is 100% right, and he's delivering hit after hit after hit when he sits there and he says, what is she going to do? She might as well just quit. She has nothing.
It's not like Republicans don't support her. Democrats don't support her. Nobody supports her, really.
Well, and her message is flawed. Think about this. If Donald Trump today were to say, all right, I'm guilty, I'm out, I'm not going to run, what does she do? What do they do? They have nothing to do. That's how ridiculous this entire trial is. Because at the end of the day, he's going to do whatever he wants. He's going to run for president. In fact, the best strategy for him, if they try to indict him or convict him, is to go, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to make this announcement. I'm running for the president of the United States. That changes the entire case against him at that point. And number one. Number two, he's allowed back on Twitter, too.
Yeah, I know, right?
as he says, I am running for president, Twitter goes, No.
But I think we need to keep the eye on the ball here because Wyoming was one of those states that's blood red. Like, it's a very deep red stronghold. For and sure. Yet, you had their governor who was all about, here's the mask, and here's the shot, and here's all these sort of things.
Yeah.
The problem that has happened is that Liz Cheney was very out front with her beliefs against Donald Trump, and that's what was going to get her terminated out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that you have a whole lot of other establishment Republicans who know better just to keep it quiet.
Yeah, and that's the scary part because you don't know where they stand. You can look, and if you read about them and you watch the way they vote, you know. But
you've got to start primarying them as well.
That's right.
It's fascinating when you can get somebody basically 3-1, get them out in the primary, somebody who is the incumbent. You need to do more of that. You need to be on the lookout for these sort of people and say, get rid of establishment Republicans.
82 days. That's what we got to wait, Rhino. 82 days.
Yeah, I'm excited for these next 82 days because, you know what, I feel like the FBI has done us a huge, huge favor. You know, they actually, you know, what they did was they destroyed Liz Cheney. I mean, they did not help her whatsoever. She was going to lose by at least 20 points anyway. I think the reason she lost by almost 40 was because the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago and people are like, you know what, that's it. This whole thing has gotten out of hand, and Liz Cheney's part of that. This January 6th trial has funded not only that, it's come local here in the city of Atlanta to where Fonnie Willis is like, hey, I want to use that political. Yeah, I need this political clout too, by the way. Thank you. Can I become a part of that? Liz Cheney, the biggest thing, and it's funny because I put an article in and we talked about Joy Reid on MSNBC. She put out an article that says, hey, now that she can't really do anything, instead of trying to run for president, she should actually start a program to fight voter suppression. That's not what this is about for Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney's main goal is the same goal. Yeah, it's an emotional goal. It's the same goal as Fonnie Willis. I need to use this politically because I'm going to see how many people really support support those establishment Republicans like myself. Because you know what? Nobody's going to vote for Liz Cheney on the Democratic side. There's no reason for her to run for president. She knows it. The litmus test happened in Wyoming. She got destroyed. She'll never get that kind of vote in a presidential election. She'll never even make it past the primaries because she'll never get the Democrats. She'll never get the Republicans at this point because Republicans spoke out in Wyoming. Whether she likes it or not, those were not just Trump conservatives.
Right.
When you win by or when you get destroyed by almost 40%, it's more than just the Trump Republicans.
See, Rhino said something there, and I think the very first part was probably the most important. When the FBI goes after Donald Trump in the way that they did, there was a spike because so many of the numbers that we'd reviewed were 22%.
Yeah.
And then when you saw what the numbers actually came into, there was even a bigger jump. Now, the only reason she might have even kind of kept it in the neighborhood, which wasn't really that close, was maybe some Democrats went ahead and voted for her. But when you're talking about something that jumped from 20 to suddenly 30-some percent in the span of a week and a half, that's a reaction from the electorate.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they were depending on Democrats to come out, switch parties, and go
kind
vote
Kind of like
for
here
her.
In Georgia.
Yeah.
There's a big conversation about that during the primaries here.
Yeah, and they weren't going to do it. They're not going to do it. But, yeah, once the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, people realized this is too much.
This is a golden ticket for Donald Trump.
It was. And, you know, even Bill Maher said it. He said, hey, you just gave Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis should be the one upset because they just gave Donald Trump the option, if he wants to run, that he is going to be the nominee for the Republican National Convention. And he will be if he decides at one point to run and this continues. Now, for some reason, if this affidavit does come out today at 1 o'clock, which I don't think it will, because I think that the judge that, you know, obviously Bruce Reinhart is not going to he doesn't like Donald Trump. I don't think he's going to side with Donald Trump in this. I think he's going to side with Merrick Garland, the person who, you know, shot that magistrate and said, hey, this is the guy we want. So I don't think we'll see the affidavit today. But I love what Donald Trump's doing in that, saying, hey, go ahead, because the more we sit here and watch, the more people and even Democrats, moderate Democrats are going, hey, this government overreach is just a bit too much.
Going back to truth, Rhino.
Yeah.
We talked about it on the air. We've talked about it off the air. There's not your truth, my truth. There's just the truth.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump is, in this case, it so appears, and there's no, I mean, we don't have the affidavit. We know that the truth in this case seems to be really stacked heavily on his side, and he knows it too. That's why he's so vocal about it.
Right.
I want to get this information out there because I know they're in the wrong, and it's going to continue painting them in the wrong, and the FBI in a bad way, Merrick Garland in a bad way, the Biden administration in a bad way, and the Democrats altogether in a bad way.
Again, it's a giant bump, and I'm curious how that'll play out in November, especially with a lot of these races where we talk about when they're within the margin, when we say, oh, it's 3 or 4%, it's right within the margin of error. What if you do get a bump out of this?
Mm-hmm.
What if there's enough people that say, yeah, that's enough. I'm going this other direction.
They're galvanizing voters, because I was in a discussion with my mother-in-law, whom I love. Mm-hmm. We just see things.
I like
scary.
How you put on the initial like bow of my mother-in-law,
who I love.
I do, and so I do. We just see things very different politically, and she oftentimes, like the people on the left, act on emotion versus on the facts.
My mother-in-law makes up hypotheticals to be right.
Really? Okay.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's interesting.
I like that.
I mean, that's
it's a great strategy.
Yeah, look,
it really is.
What the left does every night.
Let me create my own reality so I can be right.
But that's the thing about it, man. Is the fact that they don't care. They are so emotionally tied to their hatred of Donald Trump that it doesn't matter to the left, right, and the Democrats.
Right.
But the independent voters, and even I would say maybe even y'all, some centered left people are like, wait a minute. This has gone way too far. We have to clean this up because if they'll go after him, they'll go after me.
I really think those people have already moved right anyway.
Bill Maher's a perfect example.
They've moved more where they just went, this party's gotten way too insane and it doesn't represent me anymore.
Is it just the left moving so far left, it almost drags the other people in the other direction, right?
That's
the
Elon Musk version of it.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Well, I mean, I think they realize at this point that there's nothing good coming out of this whole progressive movement. And a lot of them are realizing, like, all they're doing is trying to take over, and they're not doing it in a realistic way whatsoever. They're harming the country more than they're helping.
By standing still, Bill Maher moved to the right.
Yeah.
By standing still
because
the left has shifted so hard.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. The attack on our food supply continues now. One particular group of farmers are in the crosshairs. Next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, the app, best way to listen live and on demand. Get it wherever you get your apps by searching for XTRA 1063 FM Atlanta.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Start your mornings the right way with Tug, Rhino, and Los on the Morning Extra. Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station is Extra 106.3.
Appreciate you being up with us early on Extra 106.3 as you head into work, maybe you're working the opposite shift and headed home. Thank you for spending time with us here on the Morning Extra. 404-741-1230 is the number. If you'd like to jump into the conversation at any point, or find us on social media at Extra 106.3. I didn't congratulate Darren from Atlanta earlier. We gave away
a free year
subscription to Fox Nation.
Good job, Darren.
Tom Gandolfi's book, Retirement, or Find a Better Way, Retirement for the Better, the Best Plan, Retirement Planning for the Best Years of Your Life. So we got him a copy of that and the year subscription to Fox Nation, which is awesome. And thank you.
And the 3x5 glossy
yes,
of Tug.
That's right. And I have that sitting on my desk.
In the sailor outfit.
Yes, that's right. No, this is, this is one before I lost about 50 pounds. And I mean, I look like a tick. I mean, like one that's been on a dog for about a month, you know? I mean, I had some LBs. I was rocking the LBs.
You holding the collar, popping the collar a
that's
little bit.
That's right. Tiger Durham. Yeah, it was like an Olin Mills kind of pose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You
know, it's or
got,
Sears
it's got
studio.
That pink Izod shirt. Yeah. Collar
right.
popped.
With some laser beam background.
Oh, I'm going to pay for Rhino to do the whole bearskin rug thing.
Okay.
Yeah, just to basically show I'm the one who dominates the bears.
Mm. All right.
I mean, he lives around bears.
Okay. So, by the way, the bear is back and no longer comes in the evening. Now he is just looking around the corner, making sure we're not out back and coming during the day. And instead of breaking my bird feeders and taking all the seed out, he is now taking it like Chinese takeaway. He just grabs the bird feeder and walks away.
I just have this great image of the bear, like literally.
he's
got his keys
Rhino.
In one hand and he's got his little takeout in the other. But so for people that don't know, Rhino lives in Towns County and he has a bear that has been
Visiting.
Yeah, because he's
stealing.
Not
stealing. He's a thief.
Well, he's a thief too. Yeah.
Well, but
visiting his house.
But
a
Rhino
lot.
Is having to try different tactics to discourage the bear from coming around,
which have failed by and large.
Yeah, because I mean, at one point, Rhino was like, "I'm bringing the bird feeders in. I'm trying different stuff.
You bring them in every night,
trying to get rid of any kind of food sources or anything else." But the bear
keeps outsmarting him.
Well, I won't say outsmart. What I would say is the bear just keeps finding ways to.
Yeah.
You know what? You took it to 8. I'm going to take it to 9.
That's right.
It's amazing. Like, this is driving me absolutely insane. So yesterday I go looking because the bird feeder is completely gone. So it's on a post and it's just hanging and the post is there. Everything's there. But the bird feeder is completely gone. Usually the bear would take it, rip it open and take, but this one, we got a new one that you have to unscrew the top. So it was a little probably more difficult for him to rip apart. So I walk, and I have a little shed, so I walk behind. It's like a little red barn shed. I walk behind it thinking, okay, that's where it went, because you could see it trampled like a bunch of stuff. So I start walking back, and all of a sudden I see kind of like the brush move. So I freak out. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not even bringing my gun. What am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way I escaped this if the bear's there. Luckily, it was just like a little finch. But, I don't know. There's no bird feeder. I can't find it anywhere. It literally took the bird feeder with it. So now I'm like freaking out. Like, hey, this is where it's gotten to. It used to be at night while we're sleeping. Now it's while we're walking around the house or outside the house. I mean, it's brave at this point.
Tug, have you ever seen the movie Terminator?
I got a pee in the corner. Or
I tell you what, have you ever seen the movie Predator?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I've seen both.
Okay, so, because there's always that confrontation, like the final scene, it's you versus me.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of like that when it comes to Rhino and the bear.
Just this there's great
gonna
visual
be,
of
there's
him.
There's going to have to be like, I got to take down the machine or I got to take down the alien. And maybe it's going to come down to you know, rhino covered in mud,
mm-hmm. yeah.
with like his spears and yes. things like
yeah.
that,
yeah.
and him swinging from tree to tree, or him creating explosives to take out the Terminator. That's like one way or another, you're gonna have to take out this bear.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk around with my rifle. I'm gonna have to walk around the yard with my rifle. Yes, you're right, covered in mud. At least eye black, something. I've got
exactly.
camo on my face. Yeah, there's definitely.
He's gonna look like Commando. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, and my neighbors are gonna sit down at the bottom of the hill and look at me and go, "What is he doing up there?
He's the craziest dude in the world."
That's right.
Why is he wearing no clothes?
He's naked. He's there. They're looking to fight.
You should wear camouflage. Well, I'm so hairy. I'm camouflaging as a bear. It might think I'm one of him.
I'm blending in. Goodness gracious.
A little bear cub.
We go from like a real conversation to Rhino being naked and being photographed by his neighbors.
In camouflage.
I don't know how we get from point A to point B sometimes.
Can I bring it back? Because we're going to talk about climate change. And I know that Carlos has a great story on this as well. But I wanted to talk about something that I found the other day. Because I saw this article and it showed up today. But I brought it up Monday about this major heat factor that we're going to be facing come the year 2053,
right.
that majority of the country is going to see temperatures higher than 100 degrees, at least 100 degrees. And so I was like, all right, let me see. And they give you this thing, and it's called, I believe it's First Street Foundation. Yes, the First Street Foundation, which, of course, when you look at all their partners, are all very woke.
They sound
very trustworthy. Yeah. So they have search a property. You're allowed to put in your address and all of that, and it'll tell you where you live, what you're going to deal with. Is it a major heat factor, a moderate, whatever it may be, fire factors and all of it will come into play. So I put in my address. As soon as I put in my address, it says there's no people who live anywhere in that area.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Your physical home address. The people that did this. That
and all my neighbors apparently are gone.
Y'all don't exist.
We don't exist.
There's nothing but a mountaintop. There's not one house.
Right. So good news. We're not going to be affected because none of us are there. So it's not a big deal. But it concerned me because I see this article this morning in the AJC after I had been looking this up. And, of course, they're going to spin it and go, oh, man,
see?
You guys are all in trouble.
Change.
Everybody in Atlanta, you're going to be like 2053. You're in deep trouble. It's going to be so hot, over 100 degrees. I'm like, over 100. We've been living like that for a long time. I'm getting that mountain mumble down. When I get mad and I don't want to like really offend, that's when the mountain mumble comes out.
Right.
I figured this out the other day. Yeah, because I do it to Alicia and she's like, say that again.
I speak fluent mountain mumble. I get it.
But it just kind of proves that this entire data is flawed if it says that in Towns County in Hiawassee, nobody lives there, so it will not affect us. It's amazing to me that this data goes out. People don't really, this is why you got to go in. This is why you got to invest.
Actually, and read a little bit. But it's similar to the fact that Barack Obama bought a house on the coast, even though all of the coast is going to be wiped away 10 years ago. So they foresaw that coming, yet, of course, it didn't happen.
No, and so much of this stuff, again, we always talk about what it's driven by and the political ideology and everything else about it. But
their religion, man.
Well, and I find it really crazy when they do have their forecast models, and for somebody like Rhino to put in his address, and they're like, okay.
Oh, you don't exist.
You don't exist.
You're not there.
Like, because all they're looking to focus on is, here's the city center, and it's going to be unbearable. Or here's this place near the ocean, and you're going to drown. It's such a wild amount of speculation. And again, this has been going on for the better part of 40 years.
But these people, because they live in this bubble, this D.C. bubble, or maybe in the inner city bubble, wherever they are in whatever city. But that's the thing. Like, they don't even equate real Americans as being actual people. Like, they don't take them into consideration because to them it's something that never hits their radar screen. How could anybody live on a mountain in Towns County?
Yeah,
that's their point of view.
It's amazing because here's exactly what it says: there are no locations listed at that address. We cannot find listings. Are you sure it's not this one? And of course, it gives me Campbell, California. Hamilton Avenue, California. Try these. I'm like, no, it's Highway 17.
You know what? It's speculating.
It's Hiawassee.
The bear won.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. drove Rhino from his land.
That's right. Or Rhino went out to challenge him, and he actually ate him.
I'm going to start leaving gifts for the bear to save the climate.
I want us to coexist on this mountain.
That's right. Can we be friends? Why can't we be friends, bear? Let's just be friends.
Yeah.
This is the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. Going to get you a Neil Bortz report coming up in just a second. Then a Fox News update and more of the Morning Extra. The scream that rent is too high. The left screams it all the time, all the while making and charging that really, really high rent. We'll discuss that next when we get to my headline as we begin the next hour, the 8 o'clock hour, here on the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you? 3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.